Laudoland appeals for thoughtful approach to Irish gambling reform. Laudoland, a prominent player in the online betting and gaming industry, has made a compelling call to the Irish government for a reconsideration of its proposed gambling reforms. This appeal comes in light of recent survey results indicating growing public concerns about the potentially restrictive nature of the impending regulations. According to research commissioned by Laudoland, a substantial 75% of respondents expressed support for the government's plans to introduce more comprehensive regulation through the Gambling Regulation Bill 2022. Navigating the contours of Irish gambling reform. While the majority of respondents favor increased regulation, Laudoland raises valid concerns about certain aspects of the proposed legislation, particularly the introduction of win and wager limits, which they argue may be overly restrictive for some individuals. The survey findings underscore the sentiment that a substantial two-thirds of respondents believe that people should have the freedom to engage in responsible gambling. Furthermore, of those who currently bet, a notable 19% expressed intentions to explore alternative gambling methods should the new regulations take effect in Ireland. Surprisingly, less than one-third of those surveyed were even aware of the government's efforts to regulate gambling through the proposed legislation. The Irish government is in the final stages of completing the legislative process to regulate the country's gambling sector. Key provisions of the bill include a ban on gambling advertising during a significant portion of the day and the elimination of inducements like free bets. Additionally, certain games would be subject to maximum win limits of €3,000 or maximum bet limits of €10. The legislation also paves the way for the creation of a new regulatory body, the Gambling Regulatory Authority of Ireland, GRA. While Laudoland supports the overarching objectives of the bill, including the establishment of GRA, they are apprehensive about the potential repercussions due to an absence of clear and robust definitions within the proposed laws. Mike Kirwan, Vice President of Laudoland, has called upon Minister James Brown and the regulator designate to re-engage with industry experts and consider their concerns seriously. Kirwan emphasized Laudoland's commitment to the development of an evidence-based legislative framework for the gambling, betting, and lottery sector in Ireland. He stressed the importance of legislation that balances increased regulation and harm reduction while still allowing individuals to enjoy responsible gambling. The research that sheds light on these concerns was conducted by Ireland Thinks on behalf of Laudoland, involving a representative sample of 1,387 individuals in Ireland. One of the most contentious elements of the gambling regulation bill is the proposed ban on gambling advertisements before 9 p.m., which has faced strong opposition. Additionally, the bill aims to eliminate free bets as part of its efforts to protect children and vulnerable groups from the allure of gambling. Addressing the rising tide of problem gambling. In recent months, the spotlight has been on the prevalence of problem gambling in Ireland, with reports suggesting that 1 in 30 adults in the country experiences some form of gambling-related issue. This alarming statistic, as revealed by the Economic and Social Research Institute, ESRI, underscores the urgency of creating a well-balanced regulatory framework to address the growing concerns surrounding gambling in Ireland. As the Irish government moves forward with its gambling reform agenda, it is essential to strike a delicate balance between addressing public concerns and maintaining a gambling environment that allows responsible adults to enjoy their pastime without unnecessary restrictions. Re-engaging with industry experts and stakeholders, as suggested by Laudoland, could prove instrumental in achieving this delicate equilibrium.